We've got one more kind of prayer to pray for you here. And this is another one of those sing-alongs, clap-alongs. So please join us on this. The next one is entitled, "You Gotta Move When the Spirit Says Move." By the way, that last tune was a Curtis Mayfield tune called "People Get Ready." It was a request put in by Pastor Jim. And so it's our dedication to him. Thanks again for having us up here. It's going to be a great night. Here we go. You gotta move when the Spirit says move.
Send your spirit, Lord, for the name of Jesus. Amen. space of time yet destined for eternal life. Let's begin our worship with words of praise.
Lord, you have flooded us with your love. You have led us into real life. You have given us every good gift which is ours. We are astounded by your grace for us. Accept now our gratitude and praise. Amen.
And let's join in the prayer of the day.
O Lord God, we bring before you the cries of the
free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Show proper respect to everyone. Love the gathering of believers. Fear God. Honor the King. And from the 11th chapter of St. Matthew, Jesus speaks. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real risk. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you.
27, and my wife said, uh-oh. And so I pulled right down, the soldier says, why are you passing all these people? I said, well, my family and I don't understand. They were fighting for freedom. They were checking for communists. We had passed 300 or 400 cars, 90-degree hot heat, 90% humidity. He said, well, we're going to have to give you a fine, $50 Malaysian, which was about $20 U.S. I said, yes, you have to sit for hours. And they let me through. But they were fighting for freedom. You read the headlines in the paper this morning, you hear about a guy named Edward Snowden. He's sitting in Moscow's transit place in their airport. Imagine eating airplane food for weeks on end, waiting for a hungry to take, that will receive you. This man, in his own way, is fighting for freedom. He's sent to some of our NSA, National Security Agency, secrets over the net. And now, our undercover men, our spies, and the spies are running for their life because their names have been released to different countries. We're fighting for freedom. Snowden is tired of Big Brother looking at him. He's fighting for freedom. So what is freedom? Another article, front page. I read about ancient Cairo. Thousands upon thousands of people marching for freedom. Brazil's ready to march. They don't like the way the government is spending money in big event places for the Olympics that are going to be held there. People in the ghettos are starving. They're starving for freedom. Palestine, you know that story. Marching in Hong Kong. They want freedom. They want to elect their own people rather than the people in China telling them you will govern the island of Hong Kong. How many of you read the Naked Age editorial this week? They talked about freedom. I want to read a little bit. They talked about the U.S. The United States, the greatest country. And evidently, the editor saw a news show. Democrats said the reason we're the greatest country is because of our diversity. We have multicultures. Republicans said we are the best country in the world because of our freedom. And the TV anchor, Will McAvoy, this is what he said. There's absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're the 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the expletive deleted you're talking about. Is being the best country in the world the point, or are we thinking about what is our quality of life? What is our quality of living? How are we doing as a people, as a nation? What does freedom have to do with it? So today, we have this celebration of freedom. When you sang all of these freedom songs, I feel it.
You're one.
You lost it. By losing it, you found freedom. And I have a feeling that that's where we are going to find our freedom. Paul wrote in our first lesson, our first verse, for freedom, Christ has set us free. So that's what I've been thinking about. Freedom doesn't come from a country. Freedom comes from within. It comes from the heart. Remember the crucifixion story, Jesus is beaten and scourged, and the thorns are squeezed on his head, and they bring him to Pilate. And Pilate wasn't found in the world. His inner joy came from the heart and from the Spirit of God. His freedom came from in here. And you know what? That's where his joy came. That's where his hope came. That's where his love came. And I think for us, if we're feeling it here, if we're experiencing the Spirit of love and joy and kindness and hope in here, that's where our freedom is. And then no matter what the world throws at you, what you have said, tears coming up because I can feel it. Our ancestors, some of our ancestors who lived a whole life before in the United States. Think of all the immigrants that are not ever going to see home again. Our country isn't big enough to welcome them. I don't know if that's what we have to decide. Are we going to share that kind of freedom, welcome people who are not? A friend of mine is an alcoholic. He fought alcoholism in the worst way. He told me the first time he went to a meeting, he said he walked down this long hall and couldn't lift his head up. And he was afraid to go into that room because he was such a failure and such a poor example and such a poor example of human living. And it hurt so many people. And he didn't even want to be there because he wasn't worthy to go to this Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. And he said it was walking down the hallway, it was like walking a mile. And when he went in, he just sat down and looked at his shoes, and it happened for 3 weeks in a row. Fourth week, he started lifting his head. Fifth week, he started understanding that he was a child of God. Sixth week, he started giving him a meeting to the Lord. And with the Spirit of God, he thought of the freedom for the love. And today, he smiles. He had to smile for years. Today, he runs two small businesses. Today, he feels good about himself. He's helping others down the road. For freedom, Christ has set us free. He'll say it's the Spirit of God that gave me. Some of you know our friend Don Leiter's from died about 5 or 6 years ago. Left a wife and 6 kids. Took care of all his business as much as he could. And his body wore away. Cancer made him up. And I remember him on his deathbed looking at me and he said, "Pastor, God is all I have. God is all I need. I don't need the buildings. I don't need the food. I don't need anything else because God is going to take care of me." Freedom, Christ is free. He wasn't worried. His body, his healing was in Christ. That's freedom. That's freedom. So we need to celebrate the freedom. Maybe not so much about our land. We're responsible to be good citizens, is one question. We are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, one question. But if you want real freedom, it comes from here. And nowhere else. It's been for us to think about it. It's a celebration. Why don't you play a couple songs and relax the ushers to see what I'm doing off.
Thank you, Pastor Jim. We have 2 things to do for you, 2 reasonable business before we do the offering. The first is what we're calling the meditation anthem. Do we have any Irish folks here today? Is anybody Irish? Okay, well, if you are, there's no harmony more good to do it to you. We're going to do a piece for starters called "Look Beyond My Fault." It's a song related to the melody again, boy. But if it's possible to put stronger lyrics, stronger words to the melody again, boy, they're found in the Santa. This is one of what I call Newton's greatest hits. "You Look Beyond My Fault."
Thank you.
myself and not the user. Pastor Jim informed me that while, you know, being the good, proactive people that you all are, you already took me to get honorary. And he said, but we can take another one. That's he asked me to introduce the group. It is with pleasure that I do so. All three of these wonderful musicians are veterans of many church services and concerts that I've played with them, and just super honored that they're back up here again with me, moving kind of from the back to the front. On drums, this guy and I played in numerous bands together. He's my first call when it comes to any kind of gig that I need somebody who can virtually do it all. On drums this evening, Mr. Andy Arts.
Please rise. Let's stretch a little bit and say our prayer for spiritual freedom and deliverance. We pray for our common lives together, O Lord, and for our purpose and meaning in our activities and experience. We pray for freedom from our tempers, from our selfishness.
Oh.
strengthen your faith so that you might be able to accept the challenges that come to you. May you spread faith, hope, and love among our fellow human beings.
Oh, Thank you.